celebrating 50 years of luxury automotive success.
846, 100.7 WHUD. Meghan Markle has gone from Howie to Harry.
Yeah, she's not giving a lot of interviews these days because of the royal wedding is tomorrow. But we did talk to her a few years ago about her TV series Suits, which is a personal favorite.
Oh, my God. Well, fantastic. Thanks.
Oh, God. I love Suits.
Thank you. I love being on Suits. And actually, I sort of fangirl over it, too, even if I wasn't on the show. I'm pretty proud to be a part of it. Yeah, I mean, I definitely, once you see it all come together, more than anything, I feel so proud of, like, my friends who are on the cast and to watch their work. And, you know, we're a pretty tight-knit cast and crew up there, so it feels pretty awesome.
And when you say up there, you mean Toronto, because even though it's set in New York, you film in Canada, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've done the pilot in New York, and then we moved the show up to Toronto. So we're there for about 8 months out of the year to do the 16 episodes. So we really do become almost like being at summer camp for eight months.
Well, but it's a very serious show, but with, you know, some dark humor. What I love about it is the acting, the writing, everything. But among the actors, not only your character, Rachel, but I love Louis Litt. Rick Hoffman is just one of the best people on TV.
Oh, isn't he incredible? He's really off camera, such a sweetheart and like my big brother. But yeah, I mean, you watch his performance and you just go, every choice he makes is so interesting. And of course, the character of Louis Litt only gets more layered and I would say even more entertaining as the season goes on. He's a tremendous actor, but also a really good friend of mine.
Now, you, of course, play a paralegal. Has any of this led you to think about the legal profession?
Oh, no, not at all. Most people just say to me, I've just never seen paralegals dress as well as Rachel Zane does. So if the wardrobe came with the job, then maybe I would consider it. But at this point, I think I'm pretty lucky to just be an actress who's working on a great show.
Now, we also saw you, of course, in a couple of big movies recently, and that was Get Him to the Greek and Horrible Bosses.
In Horrible Bosses, I worked primarily with Jason Sudeikis, who is such a talent and so funny. And that was one of those table reads for me, too, where you're sitting around going, oh my gosh, my life is changing. Jennifer Aniston's across the table, who was charming and lovely and, you know, of course, just beautiful in person. And Donald Sutherland's there and Jamie Foxx and, you know, Jason Bateman. And everyone, I think, at the end of the day is just so happy to be part of a collaboration that's funny with good people. So, yeah, it was nice to sort of begin to dip my toes into joining a club like that.
Now, is it true that you started out on Deal or No Deal with Suitcase Number 24?
It helped me pay the bills while I was auditioning. I had been working as an actress well before that, and then I ended up leaving Deal as soon as I booked another pilot.
There's got to be a funny story in there somewhere, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The stories I could tell.
You didn't accidentally open up Suitcase Number 24 before you were supposed to, did you?
Right, exactly.
Oh, Meghan Markle, she comes across as so genuine, so sweet.
Like a princess.
Like a princess bride this weekend. Congratulations, Meghan Markle.